USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Excerpts of a new book about President Trump were printed in the Washington Post. The article said that the president intentionally downplayed the pandemic and lied about its severity initially. The president, who knew he was being recorded by Bob Woodward, said he knew the virus was very serious, but in public, he laughed it off.
It goes through air, Bob.
Woodward recorded 9 hours of interviews with the president for his new book, Rage. On February 7th, the president told Woodward that COVID-19 was airborne and much more deadly than the flu.
This is deadly stuff.
But then later in public, he said the coronavirus was like the flu.
Wash your hands, stay clean.
He told Woodward on March 19th,
I wanted to always play it down.
Reporters questioned the president on why he didn't come clean. He said,
the last thing we can show is panic.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Oregon Governor Kate Brown has a warning as several large wildfires tear through the state. She says 5 cities were lost to the blazes.
This could be the greatest loss of human lives and property due to wildfire in our state's history.
She says the situation looks bleak because of the windy weather.
Early reports indicate that the towns of Detroit in Central Oregon, Blue River and Vida in Lane County, and Phoenix and Talent in Southern Oregon are substantially destroyed.
Brown says for the first time ever, she's invoked the Fire Conflagration Act for the entire state. That gives the state's fire marshal the ability to direct resources wherever they're needed.
Washington State had its first reported fatality from a fire, and we're also learning that a 12-year-old boy and his grandmother were killed in a wildfire in northern Oregon. Near Portland, more than half of Clackamas County is under a level 3 evacuation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Department of Justice is moving to replace President Trump's lawyers in a defamation lawsuit brought against him by writer E. Jean Carroll. Although the case involves allegations by Carroll that Trump sexually assaulted her in a department store dressing room in the 1990s, long before he took office, lawyers for the Justice Department said he was acting in his official capacity as president when he denied the allegations, and that he never met Carroll. The Justice Department said, indeed, when providing the challenge statements, the president was speaking to or responding to inquiries from the press. The Justice Department lawyers cited the Federal Tort Claims Act that gives federal employees immunity from lawsuits and would allow them to take over the case from Trump's private lawyers and move it from state court to federal court. Carroll's lawyer, Roberta Kaplan, described the move as shocking and accused Trump of seeking to delay the case after a federal judge last month ruled it would be allowed to go forward. Carroll has accused the president of sexually assaulting her in a Bergdorf Goodman dressing room in late 1995 in her memoir, and the president denied ever meeting her, saying she made the allegations in an effort just to sell her books. She filed the lawsuit in November, saying the president's statements inflicted emotional pain and suffering. They damaged her reputation and caused her substantial professional harm. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.